Welcome everyone to the Development Administration Board meeting. It is April 1st, Happy Fool's Day. Oh, it says 2021. There's the joke. 2025. From the board, we have Chris Trusty, City Engineer, Rob Patterson, myself, the City Planning and Zoning Administrator, Chris Howden, Planning Commissioner, and Trent Thain, also Planning Commissioner. We have two items, or I guess kind of three, on our agenda. The first is our consent items for two sets of meeting minutes from our last two DAB meetings. Did anyone have any questions or changes they wanted to make to those? If not, I would move that we approve our consent agenda as presented. Seconded by Chris. All in favor?
Yes.
Abstain.
Trent?
Yes.
Yes, and I will say yes. Passes 3-0 to 1 abstention.
Rob, is there any way you can share your screen?
Sure. I don't have any.
Got it.
Anything?
If you have something to share.
I will if I have something to share. If you want me, to pull up the plans, Trent? Okay.
It might be easier for me to follow if you're able to.
Yes. So we are here. The second item on our agenda is Ridgeview Plat M asking for final plat approval, request from Ivory Homes. Our representative is Chris from Focus.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you for being here. And let me share this with you, Trent. There's a big share button. So this is Ridgeview Plat M. It's in the middle of the Ridgeview project, one of the last few of their estate, the larger lots. This one's all estate lots. It's 11 lots in there. You can see them there. We've reviewed it as staff several times. We are comfortable with it. It meets the Ridgeview plan development. It meets zoning requirements. We've gone through all the utilities. We did have a few final comments, and these are relatively minor things we didn't feel merited an entire second review. We had five of those. It was, the first one is that we just run it through JUB in Utah County, which just checked to make sure the plat actually conforms and closes and can be recorded.
Who's JUB?
An engineering firm that we contract with. They just checked to make sure the plat looks right, that's all. We've already sent it off to both of them. Utah County actually responded to me and said they were fine with it. JUB is finishing their review
it's
now.
It's like whoever we used to use it.
Yes. We had a second comment that just we needed to update the site plan to reference street monuments. That's a very minor tweak. It's on the back page if you want to steal all those as well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then the third and fourth comments just relate to drainage, and it's you, Chris, talked with Nate Meekum, our consulting
yes.
engineer. It's just making sure we've connected the drainage from plat K to this plat, and so it's just double-checking those and the storm inlet. When I talked to Nate, didn't have really any major concerns, just double-checking those runoff volumes from plat K could come into this plat. And the final one was we need to update a culinary line note from it shows it as PVC, needs to be ductile iron pipe. So those are the only comments we had left on the plat. Any questions?
Yeah, I have some questions, and they may be silly, but I'm not sure where it is in this, but on page 10 of the packet, utilities and water, it says they will remain private property. I thought water gets deeded to the city. So it's at the bottom of page 10 of 77.
Okay. The network shut down on me, which it likes to do.
Page
this the page you're looking at, Chris?
Yeah, bottom of it's, no, it's page 10 of 77. It's the 1st of April 2025 DAB packet that was sent out.
Yes. Oh, in our report.
Yeah, and here's what it says. Developers provided water shares for the property within the development that will remain private property.
Oh, poor wording on my part. It
sounded like semantics.
Yes. Water shares have been provided for the private property within the development, not that the water shares remain private property. We've already received those when you got...
Great, because it just seems so unusual, because normally we...
Nope, great question. I'm going to revise that wording, but that's just some unclear wording on my part.
So if you could please just clarify that the water has been deeded to the city correctly.
Water has already been deeded to the city for all of Ridgeview.
Okay, and then my next, under the motion to approve, if that doesn't get to that, it would be 5 stipulations, not 3.
I think I wrote it as it's 3, including everything on page that sheet.
So where are the stipulations?
On the first page of the. So I should put that down there as well.
In conformance, blah blah, substantial. So it's this stuff. C4.
Yep.
Attachments 4, 5, and 6, and final review stuff. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Which includes all the stuff.
That includes all of that.
Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you.
Not a problem. Thank you for asking the questions. Trent, anything you want to ask or clarify?
No, it was pretty clear. Thank you.
Chris, anything you have?
No, I'm good.
Okay. With no further questions, does someone want to make a motion?
Yeah, I make a motion to approve the DAB, accept the findings and approve the final plans and subdivision improvement plans for the Ridgeview Flat M subdivision, subject to the stipulations recommended by staff.
I'll second that motion.
Chris and Chris,
yep.
Moved and seconded. I'll call a roll call vote. Chris Trustee?
Yes.
Rob Patterson is a yes. Trent?
Yes.
And Chris Howell?
Yes.
That passes 4-0. And with that, we have nothing else. Ready? Consider the meeting adjourned. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.